coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in
family. Yeah, this is an open segment. We're just going to visit, talk, and have a little infotainment. And Jeremy's in here making this all sound good. And we, well, we had Joe Carteter down, Central Texas Water Coalition. We had her down for three segments. And we were going to talk about the lakes. I'll get her back on. We got to talk about the Highland Lakes. We got to keep everybody informed on what's going on. And, but, our other the other shows, well, she had something come up and we couldn't get her on. So anyway, we're fine. We'll get her on again. But I want to talk about right now, yesterday's show. We had such a much fun talking about OHIV. Oh, 14 Sherlunkers, by the way. 14 legacy bass out of OHIV. That's crazy. That's just unreal. And then we had, yesterday, we had Larry Washington on and talking just the outdoors. Bob Lusk, by the way, just a few minutes ago, we had Jonathan Lusk, which is Bob's son, and talking about his business, huntbirddog.com. But it's just so much fun to visit with these people, connect them with our family, and let y'all, if you're looking for a hunter or a guide, hunting guide or fishing guide or whatever, you get hold to Jonathan. He'll find you one or tell you, well, we got this guy. He does this. Yeah, that'll work. And I guarantee you, he will have the right place for you, the right guide for you. And, you know, all you have to do is explain it to him and he'll take care of you. And, but what we're doing is also we're talking Texas parks, Texas, oh, by the way, bluebonnets, we're starting to get a little rain. Bluebonnets are going to be pretty this year, looks like, on 71, between them and there around Spicewood, a lot of bluebonnets in there. Llano County has a lot of bluebonnets scattered all over it on the different roads, and, I bet you Lake Travis has a lot of bluebonnets in the lake bed. Buchanan does. We have up there at Towel. We have a lot of bluebonnets in the lake bed, and we're getting just enough rain to keep them going. So they'll be pretty. So, yeah, you know, it's that time of year. It's spring. I think the first day of spring is tomorrow, Monday. So, yeah, it's spring. So the paintbrushes are starting to really start looking good. Blue bonnets are starting to really look good. It's that time of year, spring, when all the spring flowers show up and start doing their thing. Oak pollen is starting to fall off now, so it's not as bad as it was. So it's time to get back in the pasture. And, you know, if you're thinking about maybe going turkey hunting, I'm going to have a turkey guide on here in a week or so. And also, if you're needing a turkey hunt, you can get a hold of Jonathan. And Jonathan, he's got some places to go turkey hunting with guides or without, whatever you're looking for. He can take care of that. And but it's just, you know, that's what I like to do, is connect our family with people that do what they're wanting to do, whether you want to go fishing in a charter boat, you get hold to Jerry, Deep Sea Headquarters. You want to go fishing in a on a kayak, well, you get hold to Phil Spencer. That's what he does, kayak fishing. You want to go bay fishing, well, with a guide, well, you get hold to either Jerry, Deep Sea Headquarters, or you get hold to Billy Koshin. Billy Koshin, that's what she does. She's a fishing guide. And that's, you know, that's what we like to do. We like to connect the different people with different ones and how they can get out and have fun. Also, if you want to go striper fishing, well, you get hold of us at striperfever.com. That's my website. That's our I've been guiding strippers since 81 on Lake Buchanan, and we know where a few are. I don't do a whole lot of guiding anymore. I have several guides that work with us, and they're good. You do not have to worry about those guides. They are good. But that's what it's all about, just getting out, catching fish, having fun in the pasture, and, you know, feral pigs. Are you looking for a place to go feral pig hunting? Well, are you just looking for some feral pigs? Well, we got Chris Maddox to go to get you a feral pig. He's looking for people to take pigs all the time. They're trapping them. And he gave 16 away one day last week. He gave 8 another day last week. So, you know, that's how you're going to get rid of pigs, feral pigs. You're not going to hunt your way out of that problem. We're going to have to trap them, and we're either going to have to sell them, and they're going to have to sell them to the place to eat them, or you do like Chris. You catch them. You have a list of people. Okay, I got a feral pig here. You want one? Yeah, okay. Meet me at the Walmart. And that's how he does it. You're going to have to get that pig, and it'll be field dressed. Then you're going to have to skin it, and you're going to have to do everything. But that meat is so good. And he says he's got a lot of small ones, 40 to 80-pound pigs. Those are perfect for the barbecue pit. You take a 40-pound shote, you skin it, you cut it in half, you put it on the pit. First off, salt and pepper it real good, a little garlic powder. Rub it down with brown sugar inside and out. Then you keep it basted with apple cider vinegar. Oh, let me tell you, it's a sweet and sour pork. The vinegar helps break down the meat cells in that, and it just makes it so tender. And it has that sweet and sour pork. Oh, man, you talk about good. Or you can take a big pig and just grind it up into hamburger. We're doing that now with a lot of our pigs. We just grind them, and they make perfect hamburger. Oh, what's really good with them is make your spaghetti and meatballs. Make your meatballs out of pork. Dice up a little bit of onion, mix in there with it, put a little bit of bell pepper in there, and then your seasonings. If you're really looking for a good Italian flavor, put a little fennel seed in there with it, and stir that all up, roll it into balls. Put it in a pan, sear it just a little bit with a little grease, then put it in your pan and pour your spaghetti sauce over it. Slow cook it a little bit. Let all the seasonings in that spaghetti sauce soak into that meat and vice versa. Oh, man, you talk about good over some spaghetti. me and Jeremy, I don't think we had breakfast this morning, so we're both hungry, and here I am talking food. But, yeah, it's so great to you know, we have such great resources in Texas. We got to get rid of feral pigs. That's a must. We've got to control the feral pigs. We're never going to get rid of them, not anymore. We got to control them. And feral pigs have been here about 400 years, something like that, from the conquistadors. That's when the feral pigs got here. And we just got to learn how to live with them. They do a lot of damage. They do a lot of damage to here in the cities. They do damage to golf courses, people's yards, flower beds, well, you name it. They're in the only thing pigs are here for is looking for something to eat. What is really nice and succulent? Oh, it's a golf course. All the roots and that grass, yeah, that they're spending so much money to make that grass pretty. Oh, they get out there and root it up and eat all the roots out of it. And that's some high dollar grass they're eating too, by the way. But, feral pigs moving to town. We're having... I think we're fixing to be out of time here, but really want to thank everybody for tuning in. And we will have somebody on here for feral pigs before long. We'll talk feral pigs. But We're just having a great time doing what we love to do, visiting with all of our family, and talking hunting and fishing. I hear a little Blake Shelton coming on God's Country. Family, thank you so very much. Y'all get by Callahan's. Thank them for being a sponsor of the show. Pick you up some bedding plants and seeds for the garden. Save a little money. We got to get out of here. See y'all next year. Nope. How about next week? Same bat channel, same bat place. Y'all be good, family, and we'll see you there. Bye.
Right outside of this one church town, there's a gold dirt road to a whole lot of nothing. Got a deed to the land, but it ain't my ground. This is God's country. We pray for rain and thank him when it's falling, because it brings a grain and a little bit of money. We put it back in a plate. I guess that's why they call it God's country.